Have you ever had moments or times where the Spirit stirs up something inside of you that you just feel that compelling to act or to speak up about something, some way to release that tension, or that almost feels like, for me at times, like there's this thing in my heart, and I'm like, and then it goes up in my throat, and then I have to just open up and say something. Because the Spirit is stirring something up within me that I cannot ignore. And I wonder for each of us if it is in different ways. As we open ourselves to possibilities and to the Spirit working within us, how the Spirit reacts within us, how we are challenged, how we are called. And today I noticed, well, this week, through the busyness of the Memorial Day service we had, of the Memorial Service Day we had yesterday for Barbara, and just for the life busyness things that get thrown in my path, that I was struggling with certain words in the passages that we had. Especially with the Matthew 28:16-20. And I think part of that was upon diagnosis, which I have to do, was like, why is this causing this emotion within me? I do a lot of self-diagnosis, which probably isn't healthy. But anyways, so there was this moment and I was figuring out what was causing this. Why was I trying to avoid this passage with everything possible? And I was recognizing upon that this Great Commission and recognizing the harm that has been done through those verses, the harm that's been done to different cultures, to different people, how it was taken and abused. Like some of the passages that we have within our Bible, there are those that have been abused by those in authority. And how we can reclaim those, how we can hear God's good news being proclaimed in those words, and how to live that out. So, as I was saying, we're called to proclaim the good news that Christ has died and is risen and paid for our sins, paid for us to have the privilege to sit in this building each Sunday and worship freely amongst one another. And to be able to make mistakes, that freedom that we have to make mistakes, ask forgiveness, and learn from those mistakes that we make. And that attitude that instead of one of authority that, oh, this is the way it is, this is the way it always be, and this is the way it should be, to have one of humility, to come at these words, come at the way that we work with one another with that humility, that position of wanting to learn, to hear their perspective of how God has interacted in their lives, to hear their view on grace, on kindness, on God's love, in ways that can be transforming to us. To know that we come in this world not with all the answers, but we gain the truths as we gain in our age or in our maturity or in our faith. To be able to say I hope in my 90s, God willing, in the creek don't rise, that I'll be able to say, I learned something more about my Savior. Each day, I learn something more, and I get to express more of God's love and understanding each and every day of my life. That I can say and look back and say, my God, what a precious and amazing journey you have taken me on. Thank you for showing me those things that at times I was unwilling to see. Thank you for taking the scales off my eyes and revealing your glory to me. Thank you, Lord. That is my hope. That's my hope not only for myself, but for each and every one of us gathered here today. that we can experience God in new and amazing ways, that we yearn to learn more, that we reach out in conversations with one another that don't look like us, that perhaps have a different worldview, and find that connectedness, that interconnectedness that God is working through them also, that there's amazing things happening. How, and with that connectedness, to remember that each and every one of us is God's child. We are siblings in Christ. We've been given these gifts. We've been given healing. So when we see these passages that have been used to abuse or exert authority over other cultures or other not necessarily religions, but other cultures, other people that may not have the same view of life as we do. That when Christ talked about the authority, all authority of heaven and earth have been given to me, that is Christ God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that authority was given to Christ and shared as disciples that we are to go out to all nations. And the abuse that happens in that is that we erased cultures. My family was one of those that when we got to America, we're told not to speak our native Welsh or Gaelic. And we lost that chunk of our culture. And it happened here. And I don't want to just continue on that, but I want to look forward. That we are to be disciples, that we are to be called to go out in good news and share that with others, to listen, have conversations, and grasp a deeper understanding, a deeper richness that might be given to us through that. So where it takes us, I leave up to God, who speaks to us where we're at and guides us as we open our hands to be guided by him. And I hope that it stirs within us this continued passion to learn and to enrich upon our relationship with God, enrich our understanding, that love that is within us boils up and to be shared with those who might be struggling to see God in a positive light. To know that there are three in one that have each every part are unique, but all together blended. So I wanted to read in closing this blessing from 2 Corinthians 13, this words of encouragement. Now, verse 11, this is from the First Nations Bible, New Testament, that was written by the Canadian Indigenous tribes. It says, "Last of all, my sacred family members, let your hearts be glad. Mend your ways, walk side by side with each other, sharing the same purpose and living in harmony with one another. In this way, the Great Spirit who gives love and peace will walk with you on the road of life. Welcome each other with a holy kiss, all of Creator's holy ones who are with me send their greetings to you. May the gift of great kindness that comes from our honored chief creator sets free, who is Jesus, the chosen one, along with the love of our creator God, remain with you as we walk hand in hand together with the Holy Spirit. Amen."